Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there and welcome to another Arseblog Arscast right here on arseblog.olayolay.com. Hope you're well, feeling a bit better about life in general and football too, I hope, or football is better, life in general might not be so good, but you can't have everything. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is a very special Arscast. It is Arscast number 150. 150 of them, that's a lot. Two treble 20s, double 15, if we're doing the whole darts analogy thing, which I don't know why we would, seeing as this is a podcast about football. But there you go, 150 episodes, which means it started, well, you would think actually, if I was going to talk about the 150th episode, I would have actually looked to see when it was published or broadcast. So if you such planning here, if I'm looking here at my thing, October 2006. So nearly 150 is the best part of 3 years worth. One a week, more or less. Little gaps in the summer, and, you know, it all adds up. The very first Arscast sounded a little bit like this.
Hello, world. Welcome to the very first Arseblog Arscast. It's like a podcast, except with arses. Brought to you in association with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, who, because it's the very first Arscast, have given me a brilliant Arsenal shirt to give away. I'll give you more details of how to enter that competition later in the show. So what's an Arscast, you might ask? Well, you know the way the blog is just me writing some shit and you come along and read the shit and everybody likes the shit? Well, an Arscast is just me talking shit instead.
And I think it would be fair to say that I have maintained a reasonably good level of talking shit for 150 episodes. Start as you mean to go on, that's what they say. Certainly the production values have improved from that first episode, you would have to say. It was a handheld microphone, you see. I was sitting, this was not long after we'd moved back from Barcelona, and I didn't even have an office then. I was sort of operating out of the sitting room, so I was sitting there with a handheld mic, which is why you hear all this kind of noises. And reverb, what's up with the reverb? It sounds like a Whitney Houston outtake or something. There's so much reverb on that thing. So here we are, episode 150, and down the years, and I can say down the years, 2006, and now we're in 2010. It's somewhat remarkable. We've had some brilliant guests on the show. We've had the best Arsenal bloggers to give us their opinions on the football and everything else that's going on with the club. Former players, Peter Marinello, Ray Parlour, Danny Carbassioun, amongst others. Celebrities, Dara O'Brien, Wang from Wang Chung. And you don't get much more famous than Wang from Wang Chung. You certainly do not. Great journalists like Amy Lawrence and John Cross have been on. And the chairman himself, Peter Hillwood, graced the Arscast with his presence way back when. It was a good while ago. So we've had some brilliant people on the Arscast, and I was left thinking then, because this is episode 150, wow, what do you do? You've got to do something a bit special, don't you? How can you go one better than those people? How can you bring in somebody more famous, more interesting, to take it to the next level? And I spent a lot of time thinking about that this week. I really did. And I realized that, you know, to do that, I had to go out of my way. I had to really put in the groundwork and just work as hard as I've ever worked to bring you that extra special guest. And then I thought, well, fuck all that hard work. And for the 150th Arscast, I don't have anybody. Nobody. Not one guest. Not even Johnny Blogalot from GoonerBlogalogalog.com. Not even him. I asked him, he said no. Busy, you see. So it's just you and me, you and I, us, together, on this 150th Arscast. Where we will discuss, I suppose, the stuff that's been going on. The Chelsea and the Liverpool and all the other bits and pieces that have been going on. I don't know what exactly has been going on apart from the Liverpool and the Chelsea stuff since the last Arscast, but, you know. We'll do our best. Andre Arshavin will be here, and there'll be other bits and pieces that will crop up throughout the show, I'm sure. As things progress, I'm sure they will. I mean, after the Manchester United game, I was, you know, like everybody, a bit depressed, a bit downhearted, a bit prone to wallowing in the misery. And in some respects, it was, you know, difficult to see those people who can take a very optimistic, a very pragmatic view of things. Where we're all going, oh, it's terrible, I can't believe we lost, we need to buy players. And they're going, don't worry, it's fine, it's all right. I realise most of these people are on Ritalin or Valium or, I was going to say Viagra, but that's probably not what they're on. But those kind of Xanax, that's the one I was looking for. These are like, everything's fine, it's all good. Sorry, your house is on fire and your children have just been beheaded there in front of you. Don't worry, it's cool. Yeah, you know, everything will be all right. You've got to look on the positive side. So, I mean, it's difficult, you know, when you lose games to opponents and to title rivals, and when you lose them in the manner that you need something to calm you down. And you hear about people doing yoga and Buddhism and mantras and chanting and all that kind of stuff. And I needed something when I got into moods. I won't say moods, but when I was a bit down, I needed something to calm me down again. And I found it. I found the thing that calmed me down. Whenever I was going, oh, Jesus Christ, I found this.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
So everything's good, yeah? Everything's good now. I'm good. Calm. Good. Relaxed. That's it. Seriously. So I recommend that to anybody. You put it on your iPod or your iPhone or your phone or whatever thing you can put. And just, you know, when things are stressful, when things are going mad, you just play it. And it soothes you right down. It really does. So then we had the Chelsea game. And having lost to Manchester United at home, you're going, we want a reaction. We want to come out and we want to show them what we're made of, that we're right in this title race. And I was of the belief, of course, that if we lost against Chelsea, that was probably it for our title hopes. That was, you know, I think I was being a little bit realistic. That's all. And maybe erring on the side of, maybe if I say that, it won't be. But I really think it is. And the Chelsea game came, and within 8 minutes, we were a goal down. And you're looking at the goal and you're thinking, Jesus motherfucking Christ, why can't someone just defend? Why do we have to make these mistakes? Why did Song let Drogba go, and why did Clichy come off the post? And you're sitting there, oh, Jesus, fucking Chelsea and Drogba, fucking asshole bastard. And you're looking for us to come back, and we could have done, because Arshavin's chance, let's face it, it was only 3 inches to the left of going between Cech's legs. Everyone says it's a great save, but, you know, he just kind of got in the way and hoped for the best. And it worked out for him, fair play. And then, you know, we're attacking, and then they catch us on the break again, and then Clichy comes inside, and then and Drogba's again, and you're going, oh, for fuck's sake, Drogba again. He's scoring his 2-0 to Chelsea, and you're going mental, and you need some of this.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
And everything's calm again. Everything's back to normal. But it's very difficult to get some of that in the pub, you see. When you're sitting with a group of other Arsenal fans and... It's kind of depressing. There's a bit of black humour going on. And then, you know, the black guy left and... there was just regular old white humour. But it was still that kind of, oh, Jesus. And we played quite well, but didn't create an awful lot. And then, you know, finished 2-0. And I really thought... That's kind of it for our title chances now. 9 points behind Chelsea, playing Liverpool on Wednesday. Form we're in. They've just won the Merseyside derby. I don't really see them losing points at Everton. Maybe they will. You know, Everton, on their day, you know, they could. And Villa, on their day, they could take points off United. They already did this season, you know. But you're kind of saying it, but not really believing it. So I had to... I had to take matters into my own hands a little bit. Off I went to Paddy Power. Well, I say went to Paddy Power. I clicked on my thing and typed paddypower.com in my browser and went to Paddy Power. Online, is what I'm saying, basically. And backed both United and Chelsea to win. £10 or €10. I wish we still had pounds. I hate the name Euros. You know that? I really do. And I don't understand this thing where people say, that's €9.45. Why isn't the plural of cent, cents? Why don't they get, it's 45 cents, please. Not €9.45. Cents. Why isn't it €9 for that matter? €9.45. It's not like there's an S shortage across Europe. Anyway, €10 it cost me. And, it worked. We're back in the title race. So I'm wondering if I should bet every week €10 on United and Chelsea winning. Because at some point, you know, they're going to win. I'll make some money. And maybe at other times, they'll not win. And Arsenal will gain advantage and go on and win the league. I'm just trying to work out how many games are left. 12 games. Oh, right, so that's €120. Would I spend €120 to win the league for Arsenal? I have to say, I think I probably would. A guy in the street came up to me and said, if you give me €120, I guarantee you Arsenal will win the league. I'd give it to him. I mean, probably be a bit gullible. A guy just came up and said that and you gave him your money. Probably wouldn't happen, would it? Probably not. But to Paddy Power, yes. So Paddy Power, you're getting €120 from me for the next 12 Premier League games. Do your stuff, Paddy, or else. Seriously. All right. Liverpool game we'll come to in a few moments' time because... there's a bit to talk about the Liverpool game, isn't there? With all sorts of controversy and handballs and diving and things like that. Oh, look, there's a text message for me from Mrs. Bloggs. I'm about to open more wine. Seems like a jolly good plan to me. So while the wine is being opened and poured, Andre Arshavin is here.
Hello, I am Andre Arshavin in the... Our week in the football has been, it's like this, you know, I'm a little bit good and a little bit not good. We play Chelsea on Sunday and I have chance to make goal, but I don't make goal. And Chelsea have a player, Drogba, who scored 2 goals. He's very powerful. Remind me of a monster that lived in Alexander Mostovoy Forest for many years and would rape the men in the forest. This is what Drogba do to us. Rape is correct. And on Wednesday we play Liverpool, and at last we win game. So everybody is very happy in Bath after game. And this weekend we have no game, but it's a special weekend. I am very romantic in this Valentine's weekend, and I will do something special for my wife. I will go out and buy very nice wine, and then go to best shop for food and buy excellent meat and vegetables and ingredients for romantic dinner at home. And I will come home and make parkings with car, and I will say to wife, we are going to have romantic dinner at home, just you and I. And I will give her a bag and say, now cook.
So there you go, Andre Arshavin, and I'm sure he'll be back on another Arscast in the very near future. Speaking of the real Andre Arshavin, I'm a bit worried. I have to say, if we're going to be serious, I'm worried. He's injured now. Got a bit of a hamstring thing against Liverpool, but I'm worried. He scored one goal in his last 11 or 12 games, and I know he's playing out of position, but, you know, it's not like he's a left-back being asked to play as a striker. He's kind of a forward being asked to play as a striker, or a secondary striker being asked to drop the secondary bit and just be a striker, a normal striker. I know it's not really his game, but you would expect somebody of his undoubted quality, because he is capable of moments of absolute quality, to have contributed a little bit more, perhaps.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a brand new year, and what better time to get going with that online store you've been thinking of? Those I was there when Arsenal actually scored a goal t-shirts would fly off the shelves right now. And to get yourself up and running, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way through to the did we hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort with thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/arsblog, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/arsblog now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/arsblog. So I'm kind of hoping his hamstring injury allows him a bit of time off the pitch to relax and chill out, as opposed to the chilling out and relaxing he does on the pitch. To maybe have a think about what's going on and find his form again. And because he didn't start as a central striker against Liverpool, Bentner was back, and I think it gave the team a good bit more shape. Bentner competed and won headers, which is obviously something Arshavin can't do because he's 2'4", you know. And that's, I'm not being critical of him, but Bentner being back allowed the team get a bit more shape. And the win against Liverpool, obviously very welcome, because any win against Liverpool is good. I watched it down in the Mug Smashers house. That being my brother, for those of you that don't know, he's a big Liverpool fan. And, it wasn't as stressful. He's kind of, I don't know, not that he's given up, but he just, you know, he can't take much more of Benitez, I don't think. I think it sapped the very life out of him. And when you look at it and you think, look at that Liverpool team, you think, that is probably one of the most average Liverpool teams of the last 20 years. And we've been through the Gerard Houllier era together. We've all seen what Houllier did, and Benitez's team is worse. Without Fernando Torres, God, I love Torres. I am for Arsenal. But, I mean, you know, you think about it, it's a pretty rubbish team. So it wasn't as stressful. Other matches have been a lot more stressful. And we got the goal through Abu Diaby in the second half. There was that moment of controversy, wasn't there, late on when they got their free kick from a Gerrard dive. And he took the free kick and hit it against Cesc's arm. And Cesc jumped with his arms in the air and they're looking for a penalty. And Gerrard saying after the game, I can't believe the ref didn't see it. How could the ref not see it? He's standing in the wall. How could he not see the handball? And you have to stop for a minute and think, well, hang on a minute. How can you complain about him not seeing the handball when he's clearly not seen many of your dives? You fucking light-footed twat. He's given free kicks here and free kicks there, and all because you dive. You fall over. His patented push the ball past somebody, make it look like they put a hand on your shoulder and fall down, and just as you fall on the ground, you look up. Did you see him do that? The one where he fell in our box and he fell down and he looked up. Ref, penalty. So if the ref can't see you obviously diving around the pitch when 60,000 other fucking people and all the millions at home can see you diving, you can't be stressed or fucking upset because he doesn't see a handball, you fucking stupid lowbrow, two-footed jumping cunt.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Oh, okay. Everything's better. Better now. Better. I promise. So, a great win. And, of course, the other results going our way, too. Manchester United drew against Aston Villa. Chelsea lost against Everton. Brilliant. Ashley Cole broke his ankle. Landon Donovan, who sounds like he should be out of Little House on the Prairie, nevertheless, he plays for Everton, and he fucking cunted Ashley in the ankle, and he's out for 3 months. You have to laugh. Seriously, you do have to laugh. And I got an email from Good Player, who was on the Arscast last week, who said, you know, I don't think it's all over. Even if we lose against Chelsea, I don't think it's all over. And I said, I think it is. And got an email from him yesterday going, I don't want to say I told you so or anything, but I told you so. And I'm quite happy to be told so, because it means Arsenal are back in it. It's very good fun indeed. 6 points behind Chelsea, 5 points behind United. We've played Chelsea twice, United twice, Everton twice, Villa twice, Liverpool twice. So the only really, really tricky games coming up are the North London Derby and Manchester City at home. And the rest of them, well, of course, not easy. And you're going to be playing teams that are scrapping for their Premiership survival. It's a good run-in. Chelsea and Man United, by virtue of their fixtures, have to drop points. Now, it all depends on us staying more or less perfect for the rest of the season, but stranger things have happened. So, I'm quite happy to be proven wrong and gloated at by Good Player, the big, tall bastard.
Arsenal Football Club today reacted to the news that former left-back Ashley Cole had broken his ankle and will face 3 months out of the game. Chairman Peter Hillwood said,
"How I didn't shit my pants from laughing, I will never know. Suck it up, you swervy little cat."
Arsenal fans can sign the Book of Love Dolences every day between 6 and 8 at the Emirates Stadium.
Now, before we move on, a couple of voicemails through this week on the Arscast hotline. I should, of course, give you the number. If you do ever feel like contributing something, you can ring in and leave a message. Sometimes I get played. More often than not, they won't. But if it's good or interesting, then we'll play them. If you're in the UK, the number to call is 020-3286-8671. That's 020-3286-8671. Or if you're in Ireland, you can call 01-442-9901. That's 01-442-9901. And I should get a US number as well. I ought to do that because I know there's a lot of people that listen in the States and I can get it through Skype. I can get one of these online numbers. So the problem is, of course, if you're in the States, it's not like there's one area code in the US. If you're in LA and you want to call a New York number, it's probably just as cheap to call London or Ireland or something. So maybe I won't do that, but I'll accept your feedback on that. Emails, if you want, to the arseblog at arseblog.com. So a couple of voicemails, as I said, and then we'll get on with the rest of it.
Hello, blogs. This is Bruce from Brisbane. Long time no speak, mate. But I just got a call in this week with a message for the Mug Smasher. And it goes something like this. Oh, penalty! Penalty, he said. Penalty. Oh, stop it. Oh, my stomach hurts, blogs. That's great. See you, mate. Cheers to all my fans outside of Brisbane. Bye.
Hello, blogger. This is Tufty. 1:50 already? My, doesn't time fly? For fuck's sake.
Thank you very much for those wonderful voicemail contributions. Now, yesterday on Facebook, Ryan, who's a guy who I think he's one of the administrators, there's an Arsenal FC group on Facebook. I've got a Facebook account, but I don't really do a lot with it other than have it. I thought at some point it would be part of my huge social media strategy, a campaign. I'd have Twitter and Facebook and Bebo and MySpace and all the other ones that nobody uses anymore. So I have this one, official Arse Blog Facebook, but I don't use it because I forget. And I find Facebook a bit of a pain in the hole. But anyway, I got an email from Ryan, who is one of the administrators of the Arsenal FC group, which has something like 600,000 members on Facebook, which is an awful lot. And very kindly, Ryan yesterday posted up my post about the Liverpool game and said, you should go visit Arseblog. It's a fantastic blog about Arsenal. Obviously, it's called Arseblog. And there's a great podcast called The Arsecast. And he put a link to the site and it was brilliant. But some of the comments were just out of this world. They were brilliant. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've seen that site, Lame Book. Not quite as bad as that, but some of the things that people put on their Facebook status and the replies they get to them, it kind of makes you despair of the human race. You read some of this stuff and you think, my God, I'm sharing the same planet with you. But we are kind of, we're not the same species, are we? I know we could probably pass each other by in the street. You should have some kind of marking on you to show how dangerous you are to society as a whole. Your lack of punctuation and understanding of grammar and syntax is polluting the world we live in. And that's not even talking about the content of what it is that you're saying. The madness, the lunacy, the bizarre ideas and beliefs, and that's not talking about any of that. And some of it is genuinely a bit scary because you're going, my God, these are the kind of people that you need to go to. In real life, you know, they might work for the electric company or the girl might be a dental nurse. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my dental nurse to be the sort of person that puts up on Facebook a load of stuff with LOL and pictures of their tattoos where it says Jonzo Forever. And Forever is spelled F-O-U-R-E-V-E-R. And then they talk about how itchy their ghee is and what that, you know, I don't want to hear that. I don't want those people around. But anyway, it wasn't as bad as that. But some of the replies were just fantastic, I thought. And here to read a selection of those replies to you is Arsene Wenger-Hawkins.
Arseblog, colon capital P, Who the fuck thought of that name? Yes, Arsblock, worst name ever, may as well called it Anal Block. Arsenal Block was better than Arsblock. I don't get the name choice at all, it's a derogatory term used by competing fans. We are not Ars, something, we are Arsenal, I agree with Benjamin and Julie, Arsenal Block or something like Gunner's Block would make much more sense than this. Ha, that name is almost as good as iPad. Who the fuck came up with this name? Stupid idiots. Yeah, but Ars Block. A better name would be Gunner Block. Some name. Is this meant to talk shit about Arsenal, Ars Block? PLS, change it. Not saying it's a bad block, call it Gunner Block or something. This name is just shit. Ars Block? Fuck off. New name, and I might think about it, cause I can't condo. Yag. Arsenal is starting to suck straight ass. Who H is horrible because I've been a diehard fan for some time now. Sad to see them lose to Man United and lose to Chelsea. WTF? Arsblock, okay, go Arsenal, LO.0. I don't like it.
So thank you to Ryan from the Facebook group, and thank you to all the people that might have visited the site via that Facebook group, and thank you to the ones who left those exceptionally entertaining comments. Arsblog being somehow inappropriate as a name for a blog about Arsenal. If only somebody had told me 8 years ago when I started the site, I wouldn't have this problem now. All these offended people. And you know, that's never my intention. Ever. So it's not. Not much else going on. We don't have a game this weekend because of the, the whole being knocked out of the FA Cup by Stoke thing. It does, however, give us a bit more time to get some of the injured players back. Nasri got a belt in the face the other night against Liverpool. Felt a bit sick, a bit vomity. And he had to come off, but he should be fine. Worries, though, about Arshavin. We spoke about him already. His hamstring injury. Probably going to miss a week or two, I would say. And Alex Song, rather worryingly, has got medial knee ligament damage. Medial ligament damage in his knee. Medial knee ligament? Medial ligament in his knee. Yes, I think that's the technical term. And we have to hope that's not particularly serious because, that opens up a whole world of Danielson. Not that I have a real big problem with Danielson, I'm just, would be happier with Song. And the next game we have, of course, is away to Porto in the Champions League. Well, that's next Wednesday, I think. So we've got a whole weekend off. What are we going to do? I don't know. How do we pass the time without a game at the weekend? It's like a mini interlull or a very, very, very small summer, except in a really cold period of the year, which is pretty much summer here in Ireland, I have to say. So it is. So anyway, look, I've done enough waffling, I think. I've managed to get through this Arscast guestless. Thank you to everyone who listens on a regular basis, has listened to all 150 of them. If you are one of those people, you deserve some kind of commendation, a medal of valour. But thank you all for your listenership, your readership, and all the contributions that you do make to the Arscast. Very much appreciated. We'll leave it there for this week. On to 151 next week. Talk to you then. Have a great weekend. And until next week's Arscast, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hello, David O'Leary here. And as I say, just popping in to congratulate the Arse blog on 150 Arse casts. As I say, marvellous achievement. Not quite as many as my appearance record for Arsenal, as I say. But if I could just revert to the mother tongue to say a few words in appreciation, as I say, of Arse blog and the Arse cast. Vi may gimmert pella, as we say, vi ri rogus rula bula aon, rit may nos na guiha, on will, as we say, cadogum gadi on lehris, ta tarnishta eg dulamach, as we say, ni higam on kesht. For those of you, as we say, that don't speak Irish altogether, basically what I'm saying there is, Arse blogger, you're a cunt. As we say.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.